today about the chashivas of Sefer Yeshua, and our Chazal tell us that even if we wouldn't have the other Chav Dalet Sforim, Sefer Yeshua we would have anyway. We explained the idea of a Talmud, that's the point. And Taka, there's one other lesson before we go on. I want to talk about Moshe Avdi Meis. But it's interesting that the Torah doesn't call Yeshua ben Nun the Talmud of Moshe. It says, "Vayomer Hashem el Yeshua ben Nun Mishores Moshe." Mishores of Moshe. Instead of calling him Talmud, it calls him Mishores. Similar to the Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara in Brachos is Mechadish, Gedoylo Shimusha Yoisim Ilimuda, the Gemara says. The Gemara that talks about Elisha, Talmud of Eliyahu Hanavi, the Gemara says, Asher Yotzak Mayim Al Yad Eliyahu. The Gemara is Medayik, from there that the Torah praises his Shimush, that he gave him water. That's the greatness of Elisha. From there you see Godel Shimush Yesem Ilimuda. But this pasuk in Yeshua is the same idea. Mishores Moshe. Calls him the Mishores of Moshe. So what does that mean? So there's a falshep shot, and then there's the emesep shot. The emesep shot has a lot of sections to it. But the falshep shot is that instead of learning from somebody, it's better to just serve them. That's a falshep shot. Because you remain a grob amoritz. If all you do is give coffee, you remain a grob amoritz. You may learn a shahakal, burn nefashos, whether you make burn nefashos on coffee or not. You may learn that. The Mishal Melech has a shaila, right? If you drink coffee slowly, normally in order to make a burn nefashos, you have to drink it one shot of revius. That's why it's a whole shaila, hot drinks. What do you do? The best thing to do is to drink a little bit slowly, then leave over 2.5 ounces at the end and just drink it. When it's already cooler, drinkable, just drink it. Then you have no shaila. Otherwise, it's totally a Mishal Melech shaila. Since it's derech shtia to drink it slowly, the old knows the ma'aser of Avad Yosef. Avad Yosef, when he went out on the first date with his wife, his father-in-law was a big Talmud Chochem, a big Mekubal. He went on a date, spoke to him in learning, met the father. Meanwhile, the girl's all dressed, ready to go on the date. Shmuzing. An hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, the girl's sitting there waiting. After 4 hours, she went to sleep. The date got lost. Okay. Parents convinced her, give it a second shot. It's not really giving the second shot, give it a first shot. So she reluctantly agreed, we'll try again. Second date, replay. The father-in-law at the beginning kept on saying, okay, you have to go, and he kept another kasha with another. By the time he finished, his father-in-law got sucked into the conversation. And nachamol, she went to sleep. Okay, by now she said, father-in-law said, the father convinced her, he said, listen, sharmu takes 3 times. You got to give it, you'll only buff a camera, right? The shor has to go 3 times to be a shor. One more time. This time, Rav Avad Yosef comes. They give him a cup of tea. And the father-in-law says, this time we're not talking and learning. Not talking and learning. This time you're just going to take out my daughter. We're not talking and learning. Rav Avad Yosef picks up the cup of tea and he goes, makes a broch, chocolate, or sips. Then he looks at his future father-in-law and he goes, what do you hold la'aloch as far as broch achrena? It's a shal haloch. Can't say, we don't talk. It's nagid. So he told him, I'd rather hold you, make a bracha achrena. Like, so Rav Yosef said, what about the Mishal Melech? The other side. He said, well, this is, Rav Yosef came back. Bekitzel, 2.5 hours on the topic of bracha achrena. The girl just walked out of the room. She didn't wait 4 hours. She just walked out. As soon as she saw what was going on, she just says, she's finished. So after they hopped what happened, the father-in-law told him, listen, I can't convince my daughter any longer. I did it the first date, I did it the second date. I can't. Anyway, Rav Avadi said, where's your daughter?
She's in the room over there. Kai talked to her for a couple of minutes. Shlomi talked to her. He said, my daughter doesn't want. They went to the room. The Bach wants to talk to you for a couple of minutes. Okay. Vav Yosef went in. 45 minutes later, they both come out, engaged. The father-in-law calls her Vav Yosef. He says, what did you tell her in there? He said, I told her, listen, you see who I am. I'm Taka, guilty as charged. I get stuck in learning, and sometimes I just forget about everything else. Let me share my Olam Haba with you, and you share your Olam Haza with me. She said, deal. That was the. So I don't want to say a guy who serves his Rebbe T doesn't learn anything. He could learn the Shaila about Baruch HaChorena. But Aboki B'Shas, he's not going to become from giving his Rebbe T. When the Gemara says, G'day L'Shimush Yesem Yilimuda, the Gemara obviously means, with learning, then when you couple it with the Shimusha, then that's greater. Then just plain, you may think, listen, a guy can learn from his Rebbe only, spend 12 hours a day learning from him. That's the biggest madrig. Guy says, listen, I could spend 10 hours a day learning with my Rebbe and I'll also be mishamish. No. That shimush that you do, of course, combined with learning, that's even greater. But Haraya, Eliyahu HaNavi had a lot of Talmidim. But Elisha was Asher Yotzak Mayim. He steiged beyond the other Talmidim. It's not Pshat, he was doing in the school of culinary, learning cooking by Eliyahu HaNavi. It means he, besides for learning from Eliyahu HaNavi, he served it. The Shaila is, the word, why does Shimush make a better Madrega? Why is it, and that's what the Torah stresses over here, Misharis Mash, the Yeshua Benun, he was Misharis Mash, he served Mash. So you could say there's another Pshat. And this ties in to a beautiful Chiddush Yerim. Explains a very difficult Gemara in Brachos. I'm sure you all remember the Gemara Chizkiyahu HaMelech. He was sick, and the Eibishter decided that Chizkiyahu HaMelech wasn't going to go to Yeshaya because he was a Melech. He said, if Yeshaya has to talk to me, let him come to me. I'm the king. Yeshaya Novi said, I'm a Novi. He should come to me. So the Gemara says, Mika Chochem Yedei Peshadev, what did Hashem orchestrate? He made Chizkiyahu sick. And Elisha had to go, and I'm sorry, I'm back to Elisha, and Yeshaya had to go to be Mavak Achoyla. So that's how the Rebbe Hashem orchestrated this visit. Frecht Welt. First of all, what's pshat in this? Yeshaya is standing on ceremonies. Yeshaya was the Navi of the generation. If you have to give a message, you have to give a message. Chizkiyahu, we understand. He held Melech Shemochel, Akvodei and Kvodei Mochel. He can't go to Yeshaya. Yeshaya, you're the Navi. And if Hashem obviously held, he should go to him. Because Hashem made Chizkiyahu 6, he should go to him. Hashem could have just told him, Yeshaya, pay Chizkiyahu HaMelech a visit. Go. You have to make him sick. Chazal say, Mi kechochem yedei pesha devil? Who has the chochma? Hashem had the chochma. Hashem didn't need the big chochma. He could have told Yeshaya, go to Chizkiyahu. Listen to Chiddush Yerim. Chiddush Yerim says that in order for Yeshaya's message to penetrate Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Chizkiyahu HaMelech has to machni himself. Chizkiyahu HaMelech has to be a makabel. He has to be ready to accept, to humble himself to the message of Yeshaya HaNavi. If he's not ready to humble himself to the message of Yeshaya HaNavi, it's not going to happen. So really, Yeshaya had a good taina. No, I'm not going to him because I'm the Novi, he should come to me. Because if he's not ready to come to me, he's not going to hear me if I go to him either. That was the word. And that was a good taina. If Chizkiyahu HaMelech holds, the Novi got to come to me, that means Chizkiyahu HaMelech is not in a state where he's ready to humble himself to the Novi. If he's not ready to humble himself to the Novi, so the Eibishter the B'chochma made Chizkiyahu HaChoyle. HaChoyle is already humble. Shechina Lama. And now he's able to be a Makabel. Now, even if Chizkiyah, if Yeshaya comes to him, Yeshaya is coming as the Bori, as the strong one. He's already sick. He'll really be makab. So I was thinking that that's the idea why Yeshua ben Nun is called a Meshoras. Because Yeshua ben Nun, perhaps, was somebody who always wanted to know one thing. What does Moshe have to say? On Meshoras, there's a big difference between a Meshoras and Stam a Chaver. Stam a Chaver. A Chaver, if you ask a Chaver for something, he analyzes it. If it's reasonable, he'll do it. If it's not reasonable, he won't do it. I'm sure you all experience that. Sometimes you have unreasonable people. They get to a point where they ask you for something, it's unreasonable, you don't do it. Sometimes they ask you for something that you shouldn't do. A Meshoras has no say. He's a Meshoras. The person tells him, he does. He doesn't have to hold like that. If you're hired by somebody, your employee, and he says, okay, I want you to walk into the kitchen and bring me a cup. Okay, now take the cup back into the kitchen, fill it up with hot water, bring it back. You do that. Now go put in tea. It's Meshuggah. If your friend asks you to do that, you tell him, go jump in the lake. You're nuts. You want a cup of tea? I'll bring you a cup of tea. You want me to go in there, bring you a cup, go in there, bring you water, go in there, bring you tea? Meshuggah. Meshoras doesn't have his own mind as far as what he does. Person tells him, there's no kashas, there's no place for a kasha. Yeshua ben Nun was makabel Moshe's das, no matter whatever he said. Whether he agreed with it or disagreed with it, he understood it, he didn't think it's Moshe. That's why he's called Meshoras Moshe. Meshoras Moshe. So Yotzak Mayim Agad Elio. That's a special level, that's the level of Yeshua ben Nun, which is the highest level of able to be makabel from somebody. And that's why you see that automatically. Sometimes you could see, the Menahal could tell you in his many years of experience, sometimes you can have a person who has a lot to give over. But if they can't get the environment in the room that the kids want to hear from him, it doesn't matter. He could be a wellspring of knowledge. But if he can't get the environment right, it's a gonish. We once had an English teacher in the school. I'm not going to go through who he was. None of you would know. It's from another door, we were in the trailers in Yeshiva Valley. The guy had every degree in the book. He had like 6 degrees. Plus he was an engineer and he was a PhD. He wrote some of the curriculum for New York State. My father, when this guy came, my father said, ah, Mashiach ben Yosef. I met the guy, I told my father, could be he's Mashiach, but he's not making kibbutz goliaths. This guy's not going to bring Kibbutz Goliath. Lamaisa, his room was a disaster. A disaster like he pissed his room and it was like, he couldn't teach one sentence. Because the person's not makabel. You can only get how much you makabel. Right? The person's ready makabel from you, you can give over to them. Yeah, if you know a lot, you can give more to them. If you know a little less, you give a little less to them. But there's a dynamic. That's what Chazal is telling us. A Talmud can only be a Talmud if he walks in the door. He says, I'm a Meshoras here. I'm here to be Makabel. I'm here to accept. I'm not here to question. I'm not, of course, to try to understand 100%. But the Iker is the Bitl. That's one pshat. What I want to be aiming now is more on Eved Hashem. The Eibishter that tells Yeshua ben Nun about Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Avdi Meis. Tremendous Madrega. The highest title that could be given is Moshe Avdi Meis. Chazal tell us, now, in the world, you say he's my slave, it's not such a chashivas. I mean, even if you're a slave for somebody chashiv, if somebody was the slave of the Queen of England, still, he's a slave. If he's the Queen of England's advisor, okay, that's a chashivas thing. If he's the janitor there, it's not a chashivas. This seems to be the highest title. So the Goyen, the Vilna Goyen, in Aderes Elio, he's gone oimer on the posik in Dvorim that we just learned. Vayom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem. Zok the Goyen, Oz Zochol Ikori Ever Hashem. The biggest title. The biggest title Moshe ever got in his lifetime was Ever Hashem. And the Goyen zeroes in. He says, even though in Parashas Baloischa, when Hashem gave Musa to Aaron and Miriam for speaking about Moshe, what does Hashem tell them? Loichein Avdi Moshe. So he's called Eved. Right? He's called Avdi. Says the Goyen, Av Shebechayev Gam Ken Ksiv Avdi Moshe, Avoloi Zochol Hi Kogei Eved Hashem. It's the highest title. Eved Hashem. That title is just the highest title. There is no greater title. So I want to explain to all of you what I think is the pshat in why this is the greatest title. And I think that once we get this, it'll be clear. A lashon of Chazal in the Medrash Tanchume, and it also fits with a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. A couple of years ago, by Nila, this was my main message to the Olam. Was this Gemara? The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Back and forth between two Amegoyim, whether he's a Ben Olam Haba or not. So he tells him the following. He says, Mois Purim, he said, Shema, you want to know if you're Ben Olam Haba? Tell me what you did good in your lifetime. This is Amegoyim. Gedoyle Amegoyim. Tell me something good you did on your lifetime. Tanoim. Tell me something good that you did in your lifetime. So he told him like this. Now, these are Tanoim. This is a different life. Zoktel, Pam achas neschalfuli mois purim be mois tztok. V'cholaktim la'anim. Zoktel, he said, wow, you did that? So again, what was the story? He had money in his pocket. It was really poor money that he was going to use for his suitor. Or for whatever, for Simchas Purim. Turned out he was a Gabbai Tzedakah. See, he thought the $100 in his pocket wasn't poor money, he thought it was Tzedakah money. So he gave it to Tzedakah. Okay, so that, so far, he did what he was obligated to do. If you stick your hand in your pocket, and you pull out a $100 bill, and you think it's Tzedakah money, you have a chiyuv to give it for Tzedakah. He didn't do anything nice so far. So Rashi says, so what was the great thing? So Rashi, Moi Sheli Lesudas Purim Hoy. Yeah? V'nischafuli b'moyz tztoko. V'sovar yisi yishen shol tztoko. V'chalakti manim. V'oz loy chazayati lipora me'arniki shol tztoko. Okay, so he gave a $100 donation. Big deal. Big deal. Who amongst us wouldn't have such a machshava? You took out money out of your pocket, you thought it was stuck. And then you said, okay, Shane, I'm not collecting it back from stuck. Let it be. Let it be a donation. Now you're, mechelkecho yeichelki. Chananya ben Tradyan, mechelkecho yeichelki. Wow! You're a ben olam haba. What's so special? So Rabbi Yisrael Salanta has a gevaldik pshat. Gevaldik pshat. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says that there are two approaches in the world how to keep the Torah and mitzvahs. One is, listen, the Eibishter is the boss. Right? The Eibishter is the boss. There's a book, it's called All for the Boss, by the Chosh Avid. I love the title. Because it is Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. Yisrael Salanta says, one approach is, listen, the Eibishter is the boss. So my son, he tells me I have to do 613 mitzvahs. I got to do it. I'm willingly doing whatever Hashem wants of me. What else you want? Mitzvahs to Rabbanon? No problem. You do what you... The boss says you got to do. It's the boss. That's one. He says the other approach is, I want to do a nachas ruach for the Baruch Shalom. I want, you live your life every day, I want the Baruch Shalom to be happy with me today.
I want the Baruch Hashem to be happy with me today. And the Mela, Fashtetzach, the mitzvahs, make the Baruch Hashem happy. I want to do that. I want to do Oysen Nachas Ruch Liyotzvay. That's what I want to do. There's two different approaches. He says like this. He says, if you take the approach that you want to do Ratzon Hashem, see, he says, when this guy found $100 in his pocket, and he made a mistake, he thought it was tzedakah money. So he gave it to Aniyim. He thought it was tzedakah money. He did what he was chayiv to do. So far, it's all for the boss. The boss says, tzedakah, you got to give. He took $100, and says, my tzedakah money, I got to give it to tzedakah. So far, he's just a good Jew. He's a good Jew. He's doing his job. Then he found out it was Moyes poor. It's my money. It's money for my Sudas poor. So now, Api Alocha, he could take $100 from his tzedakah money from and put it back in his. He erroneously gave tzedakah $100. That was his money. He has a perfect right now to put it back. Why didn't he put it back? Listen to what Rabbi Saul Salanta says. Rabbi Saul Salanta says, it's not simply you learn the Gemara. He's a generous guy. He's a generous guy. You have a generous parent. A generous parent gives you $20. Go buy something in the store for me. Come back. Tithe was $16.50. Keep the change. Okay? You have a parent sitting there counting the nickels. 1 second. You gave me back $13.20. What's going on? Where's the other? It's different types. So simply you learned the Gemara. He was generous. He told her, Baruch Shem Shai, that it's $100 I gave to Tzedakah. Keep it. It's okay. Keep it. Sosan says, no, it's much deeper than that. He says, he took a step back and went, 1 second. Why did the Rabbeinu Shlomo make me think that it was Tzedakah money? The Baruch Shem controls this world. Why did I stick my hand in my pocket, pull out an arniki, which is my money, my Sudas poor money, and Gabor and Tzedakah usually know what's what? Why did I think it was Tzedakah money? Zokta B'Sol Salanta, the Baruch Shem wanted me to think it was Tzedakah money. Oy Bazoy, if that's what Hashem wants, that's what I want. I don't live my life for what I want. I live my life for what Hashem wants. So it wasn't just a, oh, you told him, if that's the case, if that's how you live your life, I should be zeichet to what you're zeichet to. Zok the Medrash Tanchume. Fascinating Medrash Tanchume. Some of you may remember, after Dovi was nifter, the day after Dovi was nifter, I gave a shtickle shmuz to the oilam. So one of the things I mentioned then during the shmuz was, and many people spoke to me about this afterwards, this Nakuda. We were talking about a deeper type of stuff, how to accept things that are difficult, to look at everything positive. So everything that Baruch Hashem does is good. So once it's done, it's done. Right? So if everything the Eibishter does is good, right? So why do you have to daven for somebody? Why do you have to daven for somebody? If everything the Eibishter does is good. Like David HaMelech said after his son died, he said, I'm going, taking a shower, everything is good, Hashem did it, Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach, everything is good. So why do you daven before? Somebody's sick. Lozain. The Gemara has such a havamina by refuah. The Eibishter made somebody sick, so he's sick. Well, meaning, why are we davening? We're telling the Baruch Hashem what's good? We know better? The Eibishter makes this person sick. You guys, Baruch Hashem, heal him. Tell me my business. The Teretz is, the Eibishter Gufa wants us to do that. Hashem wants us to beg for the other person. And that's our job. That when that person has a tzara, we should beg for them. The same Hashem tells us that once it happens, we have to accept his rules. So it's just as much of a mitzvah when you're begging that the other person have issue. Afterwards, you accept what happened. It's all one thing. Moshe Rabbeinu davened, he should go to Eretz Yisrael. You ever think about it? Why did Moshe daven? Hashem tells him, don't go in.
I don't want you to go into Eretz Yisrael. So that's it. What are you fighting? So we know Moshe wanted to go. Why did he want to go? Mitzvah is it. Moshe wanted to go because he thought that's what Hashem wants from him. Hashem told him you're not going in. He thought Hashem wants that I should beg. So I'm begging. And he kept on begging. But then the Rebbeinu Shem told him, stop. Stop begging. So listen to Medrash Tanchumi. Zok the Medrash Tanchumi. I'm going to read you the Medrash Tanchumi. Omar Moshe. Hashem told him, I want you, Al Kosef Dabrei Lai. That's it. No more davening. Listen to what Moshe said. Omar Moshe, Rebbeinu Shalom, Ad Achsov, Bikashti Chaim. Till now, I asked for life. Achsov, Hare Nafshi Nesunaloch. That's it. Now I'm asking you to take me. That's what you want? Done. It's an unbelievable Medrash Tanchumi. All the tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu is because he thought that's what Hashem. It's not what Hashem wanted. He should daven. He should daven. Ultimately, not to go in. Zok the Medrash. Kivon shehislim atzmei lemisa posach hakadosh baruch hu v'omar miyokum liyim agayim. There's nobody greater than Moshe. What does it mean? Hashem told him this is the nekuda. The biggest nekuda a person can have in life is when they want Hashem's rutz. That's the highest level. When Moshe showed that his whole desire and yearning for Eretz Yisrael, Hashem says no. He begged him. He begged him because he thought he wants him to beg him. He was right. Then Hashem told him, stop begging. Stop begging. Hashem said, this is it. This is the highest level. That's Eved Hashem. And Eved is bottled to his master. Yad Eved ki Yad Raboi. And Eved is different than, like we spoke about, a Mishoras or a Poil. And Eved is completely, completely bottled to his master. He doesn't even have his own yad. He's a yad arichta with his master. He sees himself as a piece of his master. At least that's how an Eved's supposed to be. That is the taich. That is how you describe what an Eved is. That's the highest level. That's why Hashem tells Yishu Benun, Moshe Avdi Meis. Moshe is called Eved Hashem. The highest level possible is to be called an Eved Hashem. And that's how we have to shape our lives as much as possible. A lot of times when you have a shiloh what to do, I find it's very clarifying. Sometimes I could have a suffix what to do. I take a suffix, what would Hashem want? It's very clarifying. It's very, very clarifying. Without a doubt. I had this past week, my shver is sick. Shavu Fu Shleime. Nasan Michol Ben Bela. So, he had a doctor's appointment. It's very busy for me. I had to raise like $100,000 for yeshiva. It's very busy. Wasn't the best day to go. He had a doctor's appointment in Brooklyn. Even my Rebbetzin, his daughter, said, you know, his son is taking him to the doctor. He has a son. He has a Baruch Hashem, good kids. So his son, my older brother-in-law, is taking him to the doctor. Fine. I said, no, it's better if I'm there. She said, you know, be on the phone. The Rebbetzin's busy with my time. Be on the phone. I'm a little bit more medically savvy. Maybe be on the phone. I said, your father would feel better if I'm there. If he sees me there, he'll feel better. So that was my decision. I'm not a tzaddik. I had the same struggle the Rebbetzin had. Should I go? Shouldn't I go? So what did I do? I took this whole time. I took a step back. If I was there, Baruch Hashem, was Vilel. Does the Baruch Hashem want me on the phone or does he want me in the office? It took 1 second to answer. But so, go to the doctor. I had no shot. I heard the Baruch Hashem's voice. Now you can say, I'm a Novi. I'm not a Novi. Just a very easy question. Was will the Baruch Hashem? And if you take a step back and say, what does Hashem want? All the questions are answered. All your life struggles. Take a step back. What would Hashem want now? What would Hashem, not what I'm chuyiv to do. That's a whole different question. Then you stop becoming a lamb. Once you have a shiloh, what am I chuyiv to do? Then you have the whole shas. You know the Apterov, the best vort I love from the Apterov. The Apterov was a tzaddik yisodah. Tzaddik yisodah. The Apterov, every single parasha, he got up, He would show you how the first couple of words of the parasha say, V'ahavta recha kamoicha. Every parasha. He once got up to speak, he came to a shul, parasha's bollock. V'ahavta recha kamoicha. He said, it's very simple, bollock. Beis, v'ahavta, lamed, l'riacha, kuf, kamoicha. V'ahavta recha kamoicha. So somebody took him out, took out a chumash and told him, Rebbe, bollock is not spelled vav, right? Lamed, chof, it's beis. So he looked at him, he goes, if you're going to be medayik like that, you'll never have after chakamayich. You're going to stop. How you tell your vote, it's givaldik. Beautiful, after chakamayich, beautiful vote. The Abderov, one time in the middle of the night, he happened to Malatis. In the middle of the night, he decided that he had some Avera. He has an Avera, he has to be Mesakin. So they used to do sometimes Gilgul Sheleg, they would roll in the snow, they would do exertive things. He decided he's going to the mikveh. This is 3 a.m. In Eastern Europe, middle of the night, freezing. He's going to the mikveh. Mikveh means he's going to walk whatever it is, a half a mile to the water, and then he may have to break the ice to go into the water. He's going into the water. He wasn't a young man anymore. As he's walking, he's thinking, L'maisis, pikuach nefoshes. Maybe I shouldn't go. That's not really. And Mama, she was going through all the shilas. The end is he went. He went, he came back. He came back, he had a conversation with his Yetzirah. He comes back to his room. He says, Yetzirah, I know it was you. When I was on the way to the mikveh there, middle of the night, it was you who told me, don't go. Pikuach nefoshes, it's a suffix pikuach nefoshes, even the Yerushalmi, even if it's the Echad Me'elef. I know it was you. My question to you is, how are you such a goyim? Mama, she was throwing out, kol ha'Torah kula. That's what he asked his Yetzer. The Yetzer told him, Abderov, I'm chavrusas with all the Bekim Bejaz. I learned chavrusas with all the Bekim. The Yetzer knows ganshas. So once you start saying, what should I do? Do I have to do this? Then you have a bunch of questions. If you take a step back and say, what does Hashem want? What would Hashem tell? Now, could you try to fool yourself then also? Yeah, but it's much harder to fool yourself. If you take a step back and say, what would the Rabbanu Shalom want? There'd be no machloikis. Could a person ever get machloikis with another Jew if he took a step back and said, what would Hashem want now? Hashem wants me to get involved in this? Terence is? That's Eved Hashem. That's the highest level. Okay.